Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you'll have to tune in to keep waiting and watching for Miss Jolene. We're going to get started and do our birthdays. On our birthdays today, we have, let's see, get them pulled up here, Glenn Estes. Happy birthday to you, Glenn. Miss Betty Hoskins. Happy birthday to you, Miss Betty. Jeremy Cornish, happy birthday to you. Pat Hyde, happy birthday, Miss Pat. And David Arthur, happy birthday to you, David. Our weather is a beautiful, sunny 67 degrees today, 67. So it's a beautiful, sunny day here. And we're live in Frankfort, Kentucky at the East Frankfort Park in the state capital of Kentucky. I actually haven't got a whole lot planned for you today because just as soon as we play our song, we're going to end our show and things. But how about we do some Jelly Roll? I love Jelly Roll. I mean, I was actually live there and seen Jelly Roll live at Cosmic Charlie's here a couple months ago. He's got a song. He sort of sings two songs. It's 5 minutes and 15 seconds, and we'll be right back.
What?
That's Jelly Row live at Cosmic Charlie's. Badass Jelly Row. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
I had a bunch, but eyes were blurry and didn't send none of them a happy birthday wish, and I'm sorry, but it's just the way it goes. I've been outside raking all day. I've been securing my border is what I decided I've been doing. You know, because the backside is that road. You know, the backside of my property is that road, and it's like that 30-foot drop-off. Well, I got to make sure ain't none of that washing out. Man. So then I thought I'd clean it out and regrouping it. Like, I'm securing my borders.
You're putting your wall up, ain't you, Paula?
Well, I've been trying, yeah, because I feel safer, and I don't want my dogs going down that 30 drop-off to that little road.
Right. I don't blame you a bit, Paula. I don't blame you a bit. I don't.
Me,
what's
Mary
the
Jackson?
Weather? You know what the weather is there today?
Wait a minute. It says 71, but it feels like 76 and sunshining. It was cold this morning, but I didn't take off 2 layers, and I'm down to just 1 layer again, so we're good.
I've been in 2 layers all day long, 2 layers.
I started out in 3, okay, this morning, and last night I had 3 layers on, so I'm down to 1, so we're good.
Von Kiss, he says he hopes everyone's having a great Sunday. I just want to say a couple of things, and I know personal things happening isn't always the place to put it here on Facebook. The reason I'm choosing to do this is not because I want to draw any attention to myself. It is solely for the fact you guys have been there, many of you, from the start of this journey called music, and I feel this is the least I can do. And Von Kiss is David Allan Coe's son, by the way. He said, I've decided, with the support of people I love around me, that I'm taking some time away from music. I need to take some time for myself, my family, and get back on a solid ground. Wow, that's a loud-ass plane. Music has always been a dream of mine, and I'm going to go after it after all I've got to give, and it can be a hard road and many challenges come and go, but this is not me being a quitter. It's just what I know that needs to be done for the reason I've mentioned above. Today, I chose to get baptized. Well, congratulations, Von Kiss. Man, I'm impressed.
Cool.
And it's been long overdue. My faith has been fighting internal battles for a long time, and it was just time. I grew up in a church as a young boy all the way up till I got older, and I chose to walk in the dark light, as my mother calls it. And I fell out of my faith, and it took its toll on me for a long time. Many of you don't believe in a higher power. Amen. Ain't that the truth? I was just had this very conversation this morning about how many people don't. They don't believe in a higher power. And you know, and they think there's no consequences. You know, and it's sad. It breaks my heart to think that you young people don't realize that you're when you don't believe in a higher power, you're facing fire and brimstone, people. And I mean, it's like, you know, my youngest son got mad at me about that this morning. He's like, Mom, you shouldn't threaten people. I'm not threatening them. It's a choice. It's a choice.
But
you can either believe.
Right, but when you do have it, then you get power. But when you do have it, then you get to experience the power of the great creator, and that's just neater than shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just awesome.
Right, it is. Right. Let's get finished Bronze thing. He said, many of you don't believe in the higher power. I get that as well, and don't think for 1 second just because you may or not believe doesn't mean that you all are not loved any less by me and never will be. And I feel the same way. Just because you don't believe in a higher power don't mean that I don't love you any less. I love you just as much as I love the people that believes in a higher power. He says, y'all mean the world to me and have helped me through rough times, made the good times much better. I deeply love you all, and I will hope you all continue to support me in what I do, no matter what anyone's belief is. This is just my belief. I feel that it's time is best along with the support of the people in music I've reached out so far. There are others that I haven't had a chance to speak with or get a hold of, but you know I will. I will have their support as well. This isn't a goodbye post, by all means. I just always continue to write. I just need to step back, breathe, and do what I feel is right, the right things moving forward in my life. I will hope you will keep the train alive with support on my official music page. And if not, that's okay, too. I will love you all the same. I love you all. Thank you for your support. VK, Von Kiss. Amen. Love you, Von Kiss. I mean, man, talented young man.
Right, but it's not about, I think everybody is caught up in religion. It's not about religion. It's about your one-on-one with the Creator. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not about religion.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not, Paula, because you wouldn't believe the people that I've been hearing, and not just preachers, but people, and that tells me the people have been told this by a preacher, is God hates divorce. God hates, I mean, you're actually using the word hate. God hates divorce. Well, my God that I know don't hate anything.
Right. He may be disappointed in us, but, I mean, we're human, you know. We're human.
My God that I know is a God of love. You know, he's all of love. He loves you no matter whether you love him or not, you know. And just because you got divorced does not mean he's going to hate you for that. And man, I wish you preachers would quit teaching these young, especially even young people. I see young people saying it. I know a little young girl, 25, 26 years old. She said the same thing the other day. She said, well, God hates divorce. Well, my God don't hate anything. I don't know where all this hate comes from. And you know,
the
here's another thing. Well, here's you another thing. How's about this one? If Donald Trump, this is a post I read this morning, if Donald Trump gets elected, I'm going to blow my brains out and kill myself. Well, my God, what is wrong with you people?
Really?
I mean,
go
blow
for it.
Your
all
brains
I can
out?
Say, you know, I mean, how retarded is this? This has been the most retardedest election I have ever witnessed in my entire 66 years of life.
We survived the 8 years of Obama, and we will survive the power of whoever the next king is. And these are government kings, by the way. They're not holy kings. They're government kings. So why are if you people are really religious, why are y'all even worried about it? I don't worry about who's getting in there. I could care less who gets in there, and I know who I'm voting for. But, hey, I'm not going to be pissed or upset or angry or mad or depressed about it. I'm not. It's going to be what it is. You know, we're going to survive.
Right. And I'm not of this world anyway.
Right. But yeah,
until they stop the damn Democrat and Republican both party machine and all that greed, ain't nothing going to stop.
Well, I just think, I'm like you, Paul. I think this election has really brought the hate out in people. I mean, I see so much hateful stuff. I'm thinking, and you know, and the thing about it, the hate that I'm seeing from people is from people that preaches love. They say they're all about love. I mean, okay, how are you about love and hating on somebody? I mean, trust me, I don't like Hillary Clinton, but I don't hate her, people. I can't hate that woman. I cannot hate her.
We got to pray for her. We got to pray for her. We got to pray for Trump. We got to pray for all of them. You pray for your enemies. And I think she's evil, you know. There's a lot of politicians, Paul Patton, there's a lot of them that I felt evil when I was around them.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, it's going to be, I mean, it's almost here, Monday. You got tomorrow. You got 2 days left in the election. And I've seen a lot of people say, well, I'm moving out of this country. Well, okay, where are you going to move to? Because, you know, we're not allowed to move out of this country. We're not allowed to move into another country and live in another country. I mean, where are you people at and thinking? I said, damn, and y'all are supposed to be intelligent people.
Really?
You're moving out of the country? I mean, how are you going to do that? You better have a lot of money.
I'm just securing my borders, what I'm doing.
Put up a wall, like Paula said. Paula's putting up a wall.
with sticks and vines and just whatever, you know. You know, it's like, okay, God, what do you want me to do today? You know what I'm saying? And so I got the rake and the kit cutters, and I'm working in an area that I really like to be at, and it's at the back side, and there's a 30-something foot drop-off to that road.
Right.
But there's a big, tall fence. I just got to make sure it don't wash out, you know what I'm saying? And cool play. That's where I found my Buckeyes.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, I'd like to see, I love a Buckeye tree. That's one of my favorite trees is a Buckeye tree, Paula.
And I knew I had the tree and all, and then immediately think of my grandpa, because he always had a Buckeye, and I got his Buckeye that he gave me for good luck. And I found one raking a couple of weeks ago. I ended up finding six, and that was cool.
Right. What about Facebook? I was walking doing a Facebook live video a while ago, and Facebook gave me a notification and told me I was automatically blocked because I was going too fast doing the video.
Oh, wow.
And a good friend of mine, Miss Casey Carpenter, come up with the best thing. She said it's a good thing you wasn't running, because if you was running, you'd be sentenced in prison for that one. I said, oh, that's so cool. I hadn't thought about that. Well, yeah, I mean, so I thought, okay, hello, YouTube. Fuck you, Facebook, you know. Crazy.
I really haven't been on it because it just blurs my eyes so bad. So,
yeah, it's crazy. 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 We're actually going to end the show right after the break, Paula, because I am out in the park and things, and I want to spend as much time as I can with my little babies, because I haven't got to see them, and it'll be 2 weeks before I get to see them again. But we're going to take a break. It's 5 o'clock. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We're going to be back in 2:26. Here we go.
Fast.
They're getting off of work, I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Living for today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, yeehaw. What a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. I want to thank my pioneer, Paula. Right. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. God bless you people. Love you people. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. And here we go. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you.
Bye-bye, baby.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.